You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are discussing another theme in the family and nurturing category. So today we are talking about neglect, abuse, or punishment of the self. So in the last couple of episodes, we've talked about different types of nurturing. And so we went through just standard nurturing play, but then self-nurturing and then failed nurturing. So failed nurturing has a little bit of this concept of neglect and abuse, but this particular theme for today's episode, the neglect, abuse, or punishment of self, is a little bit different because it actually is not in a nurturing capacity. So as soon as I explain this a little bit more, I think you'll be able to differentiate between failed nurturing and neglect, abuse, or punishment of the self. So in both of these scenarios, there is withholding. So in the failed nurturing, the child is actually withholding nurturing from someone else. In this particular instance, neglect, abuse, and punishment of the self, the child is withholding something from the self or punishing the self. And this is almost always when the child thinks that he or she was doing something wrong. So they will also intentionally place themselves in danger. They will climb in dangerous locations. They will do dangerous play activities. And it is almost always in an attempt to put themselves in a pretty precarious scenario to see what kind of punishment might come from that. But they will often sometimes neglect or abuse themselves, not specifically tied to nurturing. So let me give some examples and then I'll talk about some potential meanings as well. So oftentimes a child will say something like, well, now I have to go to jail forever because I'm always bad. Or I don't get to eat because that's what I deserve. Or they'll, you know, cook an elaborate meal and they don't get any of it. Something like that. So they're withholding something from themselves and it's definitely in an attempt to punish themselves. And they will often sometimes neglect their own needs. They will sometimes hit themselves, intentionally try to hurt themselves. I recently have had a slew, I'm not really sure why, but I've recently had a slew of kids that put sand in their mouth. And so you definitely have this sense of I'm doing something that I know is potentially harmful to me, or it's preventing me from getting the things that I need. So those are some examples of how you might see the neglect, abuse, or punishment of self theme. And then let's briefly discuss potential meanings. So if the child has actually experienced physical or emotional abuse, they will sometimes play out those kinds of scenarios so that they can process what they've been through personally. So if you know that there is a history of physical or emotional abuse, you will often see this neglect, abuse, and punishment of the self, and it is really just replicating what they've already been through. Sometimes, though, if there is no history of abuse, the child has just at this point developed a negative internal view of self. And so, therefore, they have to be punished for their, air quote, badness or the things that they've done wrong. So this is often manifested when kids have been labeled the bad kid in the family. They've been labeled the bad kid at school. They're constantly being referred to as the problem or, you know, the instigator, the cause of all bad things. They actually develop that as an internal working model. So self-fulfilling prophecy, right? And therefore, then they think, well, bad people, bad kids have to be punished. And so that just follows suit as a result of that negative internal working model. Another option is if a child feels guilty about their behavior. So, and let's face it, most kids that have been getting in trouble, they do feel guilty. If there is guilt, they will actually use that punishment as retribution for their guilt. So they're intentionally punishing themselves just to alleviate the guilt. It's almost like penance, I guess. And then another option is sometimes the child has an insecure or anxious attachment where the self is actually bad and therefore needs to be hurt or punished. So there can be insecure and anxious attachment associated with this type of theme as well. I don't think that's as common as those first several options. But you do have insecure and anxious kids where attachment is a problem and therefore their only understanding of being bad is that you need to be hurt or punished. And those are really the four most common reasons why a child plays out neglect, abuse, or punishment of the self. So just make sure that you're aware of the difference between the failed nurturing versus neglect, abuse, and punishment of the self, because they're actually different, obviously still within the same broad category of themes. So we're still processing the family and nurturing themes, but there's definitely a distinction when the child in a failed nurturing theme is withholding nurturing or something that the child needs or the character needs versus specifically trying to hurt your own self, trying to punish your own self, or neglecting something that your own self needs. So it's really kind of a third person versus a first person difference. And you also have to understand the meanings are very different as well, because neglect, abuse, and punishment of the self is almost always inwardly driven because they feel like they deserve it. They feel bad. They feel like they should be punished. They feel like they should be hurt for the things that they've done. So I hope that is helpful. Neglect, abuse, or punishment of the self theme. And we only have two more to cover in this category. So we will be moving into the control and safety themes in a couple of weeks. That's really exciting. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for reaching out to me. You can always reach out at brenna@thekidcounselor.com. Side note, I don't talk about this very often, but I am an affiliate with Gab Wireless. That's Gab with two B's. So Golf Alpha Bravo Bravo, Gab Wireless. They are an internet-free phone, completely safe phone system for children. They have watches and phones for all age ranges of children. So no social media, no internet connectivity, truly just a talk, text, photo, music phone. And I am an affiliate with them. I really believe in what they're doing. They are doing a back-to-school special. So if you or anyone you know is interested in getting a safe phone that you don't have to have any concerns for your children, if you use the promo code PLAY, you will get all kinds of deals right now. They're giving away free phones. They're giving away free accessories. You can get the Gab watch half off, I think. So if you use the promo code PLAY, you will be able to pass on discounts to yourself or anyone that you know. So any parents with whom you work, colleagues, friends, family members, whoever is really wanting to protect their kids from the dangers of screens. And if you don't know about this other side note, I wrote a book called Device Detox, which is available on Amazon in ebook and printed version. If you are not aware of how dangerous screens are, how dangerous phones are, how damaging it is to children's brains, all of the data and research is coming out about the long-term effects of this. If none of this is something you're aware of, please check out my book. You don't have to get mine. There's all kinds of other books out there. Glow Kids is a great one. You've got all kinds of options, but just please make yourself aware. And the Gab phone is a really safe alternative if a child needs a phone, but you don't want to have the fear and the anxiety of what are they going to be exposed to and who can access their information. So Gab Wireless with two B's, promo code PLAY, back to school specials. They're doing all kinds of promos right now, so you can certainly save there. And then if you're interested in my book, Device Detox is on Amazon. So I'm grateful for each and every one of you. I look forward to talking with you again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.